It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in the neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? My neighbor? I saw Mrs. Baker on my way here, and she said her children liked the new place very much, and they plan to move their things in tomorrow. I bought some pictures to show you, because we've been talking about moving, you and I. This picture is a picture of an old house where I used to live. I haven't lived in this house for many years, but I still think about it and the times that we had there. Now, this picture is a picture of my home now, and I feel good about it. Yeah, it's where I live, and that's special for me. When I moved from one place to another, I was still the same person. Made me feel good to know that wherever I went or wherever I lived, I would still be myself. If you ever move, you'll still be yourself too, wherever you are. And it's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now, the way down deep inside you, not the things that hide you, not your toys, they're just beside you. But it's you I like, every part of you, your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. That's true. Oh, there's somebody at the door. We'll see who it is that I like. Oh, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy
and
delivery.
Terry, hi.
Speedy delivery to you.
How are you all today?
Oh, we're fine. Do you want to know when the Bakers are moving in?
I think they're going to move in tomorrow.
Well, I just wanted to tell them about my delivery service. But now that you're here, I have a present that I bought you at the flea market back home. I think I'll go back home and get it and bring it to you.
The flea market?
Yes, the flea market. The flea market is a place where people take some of their old things that they don't need anymore, and they sell them to people who might need them.
You ever been to the flea market with your granddad?
No.
Someday you'll have to go. Well, if you have something for me, why couldn't we just go to your house together? I'd be glad to go.
Well, that's fine. Let's go right now, all right?
Fine.
Go
yeah.
See Chrissy
Let's
and Grandma.
Let's go to Mr. McFeely's house.
All righty.
You lead the way, Terry. Thank you, Mr. McFeely.
Hello there. Hi.
Betsy, oh, Chrissy.
Oh, hi.
Look who they've got with them. Hi, Mr. Rogers.
Yeah,
we're making tacos. Sit right down. We want to show you our McFeely Taco Factory.
Thank you.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
We're glad to see you, Chris.
We're just wondering, where did Grandpa and Terry get off to? And she just guessed. I bet they're at Mr. Rogers.
Yes, yeah, they stopped by there.
Well, first, we're grating some cheese with our grater here. Want to show that to Mr. Rogers? It's a grater. If you take a big piece like this, you can see it come right out.
Is that great?
This is my favorite part of making tacos. But let's
having
show them.
Having the cheese.
Having the cheese. Now, we want to show you what all the things are that we make the tacos with. That's a tortilla shell.
Tortilla shell.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
It's made out of cooked cornmeal and a few other items.
Mmm, smells good.
Doesn't it smell good?
Mm-hmm.
And then we use a little bit of hamburger.
Hamburger.
Mm-hmm.
This is your own kind of tortilla.
This is our kind of taco. This is a McFeely specialty recipe. Mm-hmm. Then we use some lettuce, all shredded up.
Mm-hmm.
And some
cheese.
Cheese.
Tomato.
Tomato.
Cut up tomatoes.
Mm-hmm.
Green pepper.
An onion. And special hot sauce. And then we put them all together in the super sandwich of all time. Want to start it, Chris?
Yep. Start the train again.
We've had our little assembly line here.
Like cheese?
I think that's a good amount
hamburger,
of cheese.
Hamburger, lettuce, and cheese. Huh?
This is a good thing for children to make, too, because the only thing you have to cook is the hamburger. Then you get to feel all the different textures of cheese and
sauce.
This is
sauce,
pepper,
you
now,
have
right,
to put, yeah, hot pepper, green pepper. You have to cook sauce,
and
too. Tomato.
Mm-hmm.
And your onion again.
And just a little bit of hot sauce because it makes your mouth feel mighty hot.
Just a little bit.
Different people like a different amount. And that's
napkin,
that.
Napkin, please.
Napkin, please. Napkin, please. Mr. Rogers, you got to use a lot of napkins when you eat tacos, I'll tell you.
I guess so.
And now I want to show you something else I've made. We've made.
What is it?
We've had quite a kitchen this morning. It's a tamale pie.
Been helping your grandma this morning.
Mm-hmm. Turn off the oven.
Your neighbors.
Use my hot pads here.
Here's a plate there.
Look out now. Coming through with my tamale pie.
What is it? Tamale pie.
That's a tamale pie. You know, our new neighbors.
The bakers.
Yes. Thank you, David.
Did you make that for them?
I made it. You know, when you just moved in, you don't have that much time to cook because you have to do all that unpacking, and maybe your dishes are at the bottom of one box and you can't find your knives. It's really... I know. So we made that for them. They've got very nice children. I'm happy as can be that they're in our neighborhood now.
Well, we are, too. Am.
It's nice to share with your neighbors.
Oh, sharing. I almost forgot. That's what we came over here for. I have a present that I bought for Mr. Rogers at the flea market, and I have it inside in the living room.
We caught you at our taco factory.
Yes, Terry and David were telling me about it.
I love to watch you make tacos, dear.
Well, I think you'll like this little something they got at the flea market.
Well, it's right in here in the living room.
Okay.
Right
this
way.
See you in a little
while. Hey, Terry, just step right in. I have it in here.
Now, I just want to see what this is.
Well, here's what it is. It's a construction set, a toy construction set, and here's the rest of it here. I bought it at the flea market for you. I thought you might enjoy it.
Why, I think I had one very much like this when I was a little boy.
I did, too. There's different parts you can put together. A little.
And you screw them all together and make whatever you want in a construction way.
And here's one of the tools you can use.
Mr. McFeely, thank you very much.
Well, that's for you. There you go. I'll just set it right here. But right now, I'd like to show you my flea market film.
Oh, right? Good.
All righty.
Get the lights.
Okay, you be in charge of the lights, Chrissy. Right this way. I have it put on the projector because I thought I might like to show it to you today.
Thank you for this, Mr. McFeely.
We're in the McFeely projection room now, and here we go.
Yes.
Mr. McFeely at the flea market.
You tell us about it, will you?
All right, well, here I am driving up my speedy delivery truck. This was early one weekend morning. Everybody was setting up their different stands.
Mm-hmm.
See, it's just a big parking lot where everybody comes and they sell the things they don't need anymore.
It's called a flea market.
It's called a flea market.
Doesn't mean that there are fleas there, does it?
No, it doesn't. had a folding table that day that I set up, and there I am. I'm all ready to... Here comes my first customer now. He was interested in the old accordion I had up in the attic. He's looking it over. It's a little dusty, so I just decided I'd dust it off.
Did he decide to buy that?
He did. He bought that. And here's somebody else had an old tennis racket, and that man's interested in that. And here's some vegetables Mr. McFeely sent with me. We sold those. And watch this. Remember that old picture frame?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that little girl thought she'd like to see what it looked like. We're just pretending here. That was a busy day that day.
It certainly was. And you had your counters and other people had their counters?
You see all the different people in the background? This little boy wanted to buy the skateboard.
That was something you didn't need anymore,
didn't need anymore, and he could really use it. I had an old globe out there I didn't need anymore. An old birdcage. And one of Mrs. McFeely's little plants she sent out with me, and I sold those. At the end of the day, I was seeing how many things I sold. And this girl came up to me, wanted to know how much the pogo stick was. And you know what I did? I just said, well, you can have that.
That was your last thing for the day.
The last thing for the day. And she just hopped away on it. She could certainly use that. And so after I sold most of the things I had, I didn't sell everything, I sold a lot of them, I packed up. Home to the McFeely house. That was my speedy delivery day at the flea market.
Isn't that great?
I get the lights.
Okay, you get the lights, Chrissy.
Thanks, Chrissy.
You know, it's a good way for people to share things. If you don't need some things, some people at the flea market might need them, and they buy them, and they can use them.
I guess so. And this was something that you got from someone else,
yeah,
wasn't
I bought it. Some people next to me were selling vegetables that they had grown in their garden, and another pair of people were selling old...
Thank you, Chrissy. Okay. Thank you very much.
Well, you're quite welcome. I thought you might enjoy that.
Bye-bye, Chrissy.
Bye.
Oh, thanks, Mrs.
I think you should have a taco.
I'd be glad to take one of your tacos. Look at all the presents I have today.
Come back and visit.
Thank you. Bye-bye, girl.
Bye.
I'll get the door for you there.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery to you.
And to you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Come along.
All the great things the McFeelys gave me. I'll put this in the refrigerator for a while. Construction set. I'd like to pretend something about Cornflake especially. He could be building something big and tall like this at his factory today. You ready for that kind of make-believe? All right. Neighborhood of make-believe.
It's really coming along fine now. All I need is that wood from Mr. McFeely. Where is Mr. McFeely with that wood? This is a very important building that I'm building here. Very important.
Meow, meow, meow.
Oh, they're really pretty paw paints, Henrietta.
Meow.
meow, your finger paints, meow, your paw paints.
Speedy delivery. Good day to you. Good day.
How are you, Mr. McFeely?
Well, I'm just fine, thank you. Just fine.
Hey, what are you doing with all that wood and all?
Oh, it's for Corny.
Oh. What is he building over there at the factory?
Meow, new house, meow, new neighbors, meow.
Oh, I don't think it's a new house for new neighbors, Henrietta. He said it's an addition.
An addition? Well, whatever for?
Well, I don't know, X. He just told me, Mr. McFeely, it's an addition.
Well, it's awful high, though.
That it is.
I'm not sure it's the best thing for my flying around here.
Well, Lex, I'll try to find out for you, all righty?
Okay, thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Okay, speedy delivery, Henrietta. Good day to you.
Hello, Mr. McMeowley.
Oh, there it is. That certainly is quite high. Corny's building something here. There are some plans over there. I'll just take a look at them. Yep, it looks like what he's building. That's for sure. Well, Corny, speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, I went in to call you on the telephone.
Well, I came as fast as I could. Here's your delivery, Corny. Where should I put it?
Oh, right back there in the wall. It'll be fine.
Okay,
right,
I'll just set King Friday's delivery there for a minute.
Good.
Right back here.
Right over here.
All righty. There we go.
That's good right there. That's
okay.
A good place.
Corny, exactly what is this building for?
Well, I told you it's an addition. I'm adding to my factory here. I'm making it bigger.
Yes, but what for?
So I'll never have to throw anything away again.
You'll never have to throw anything away again? You mean you're going to keep all of the old things you don't use anymore?
I think so. But first, I'm going to put my old saw in there. It's a good old saw, even if I do have a new one.
Well, Corny, you don't need it, and you won't use it again.
But I don't want to throw it out.
Well, good luck to you, Corny. Good luck. That's all I know what to say. Well, I'll just say speedy delivery, too. Well, good day, Corny.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
Good day to you.
Thank
speedy
you.
Delivery.
That wood, that'll be just right. I'll go get it now.
Speedy delivery.
It's Mr. McFeely, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday. Well, I have your tamale pie and some flowers for you, King Friday.
Yes, well, the tamale pie and flowers can wait, McFeely.
Yes, sir.
I want you to tell me what on earth is happening over there at the factory. It looks like Corny's building a skyscraper.
Well, it does seem that way to me, too, King Friday.
Well, why does he need a skyscraper?
Well, you see, Corny doesn't want to throw out his old saw. Mm. So he's building that thing so he won't ever have to throw anything away.
Never throw anything away? But everybody has to give up some old things.
But it's very hard for Corny to give up his old saw, King Friday.
Well, that skyscraper will block the light to X's tree.
Well, no, I don't think so, King Friday.
My royal airplane will never be able to come in for a smooth landing.
Well, no, I don't think so, King Friday.
The worst of all is that it's going to be taller than my castle.
Well, it does seem it's going to be rather tall, but I don't
think... Miss Polificate! Miss Polificate! Miss Polificate, will you kindly get Cornflake especially to come over here?
Oh, yes, sire. Right away, sire.
Quickly, yes. Before another nail goes into that monstrosity.
Well, now, King Friday, I don't want to get Corny in any kind of trouble.
Nonsense, McFeely. Corny is not in trouble. I merely want to talk this thing over with him.
All right, well, fine. I'll just take these back. Give them to Edgar, all righty?
Yes, of course.
Right.
And thank you
for
those little gifts. Yes, Sarah and I will enjoy them.
King Friday.
Oh, Cornflake especially, I presume.
Correct as usual, King Friday.
Why are you building that huge thing on top of the factory, Mr. Peshley?
I need it, King Friday, to keep things in.
You have a whole factory to keep things in, don't you?
Yes, sir, but I need more room, it seems.
You don't want to part with your old saw, I understand.
That's right. It's harder to give it away than I thought it would be.
Well, I'm afraid I can't allow you to build such a big high building, Mr. Peshley. I'm sorry.
You can't.
It will probably overshadow our whole neighborhood. Can't you think of something else?
Well, I've been thinking and thinking. I just don't know what to do.
Well, I shall help you think. We shall try to think of something together.
Okay, well, I hope you can think of something. See ya.
Yes, farewell then. Miss Polificate! Polificate, come out, please. Miss Polificate, I presume?
Correct as usual, Your Majesty.
Now, you are a cleaning expert, are you not?
Well, on my days off, Your Majesty.
Well, how can we help Cornflake especially to feel happier about giving up that saw of his?
Well, I don't see why he should give up his saw.
There's no room for his new saw if he keeps the old one.
Let's see. You know something.
What?
A lot of people I know take their things to flea markets. As a matter of fact, they don't throw them away. They sell them to people who can use them.
Flea market?
Mm-hmm.
Splendid idea. It's utterly splendid. Will you go tell Corny?
Tell him what?
Tell him there will be a flea market in the neighborhood of Make-Believe the day after tomorrow. Everyone, including him, will be asked to bring old things to be sold or traded.
Then perhaps he can sell his old saw instead of having to give it away.
Precisely, Miss Polificate.
Oh, maybe that'll make him happier.
I hope so. And I hope you will go tell him about it immediately.
I'll go right away. A flea market. What a good idea. A really good idea. Corny, where are you?
Why, Miss Polificate, did you think of something?
Yes, we did. And you won't have to throw away your old saw.
Oh, I won't.
We're going to have a flea market in our neighborhood.
Well, what's that have to do with my saw?
Well, you can sell your saw instead of throwing it away.
Sell it? Well, mm-hmm. How do you know someone will want to buy it?
Well, I don't. But there might be somebody who could use it instead of you.
Well, I just don't know. I'll have to think about that.
Well, in the meantime, I'm going to go back to the castle and get some of my things ready for the flea market.
You mean you're going to be getting rid of your old things, too?
Oh, sure, and King Friday is, too. Do you know, I'll bet everybody in the neighborhood has got things they'd like to sell at the flea market.
Well, things they don't want to throw away, either, huh? Well, as I say, I'll think about it.
Oh, good,
Corny. I never thought of selling my saw.
Oh, that makes me so happy.
Well, I'm only thinking about it. I haven't made up my mind, you know.
Oh, well, I'll get back to the castle, and I'll come back and see you tomorrow.
Thanks, Miss Polificate.
Bye-bye.
Thanks. Yeah, it's something to think about. A flea market. Well, it's better than throwing my saw away. But I don't know. I like it to be mine. I really do. Think about it.
A flea market in the neighborhood of Make-Believe. Well, we can pretend more about that again. It's fun to go to a flea market because you might find something you'd like there. You might find just what you need. If Corny took that old saw of his to a flea market, someone else might come who really needed it. That's the way it is. Like this construction set. You know, all these different pieces that you could put it on like that, or you could put it on like that. Lots of different pieces. Here's even a little platform you could attach like that. You put them all on with little screws and nuts. Yeah. Might make the children who used to have this happy to know that we use it and really enjoy it. And, of course, when we get tired of using it, we can give it to someone else to enjoy. But, you know, there are some things that we want to keep and not give them away at all. The very same people who say no sometimes are the very same people who say yes sometimes. It's funny, but it's true. It's the same, isn't it, for me? Isn't it the same for you? There's some things that you feel that you could send to a flea market. Other things you feel you just couldn't. No. They're fish. There are a lot of grown-ups who understand the way children feel about giving away old things. Sometimes, even though you don't use a toy much, you still remember what fun it was to play with. You see, Corny could remember all the things that he had made with his old saw. And remembering that was important to Corny. That's why he didn't want to give it away. I've given the fish some food. I'll get my own from the refrigerator. We'll pretend more about Corny tomorrow. And you and I will do many more things together tomorrow. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Always make each day a special day for me. You know how. By just your being yourself. Yeah, I'll be back tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Gave the money to make this television visit are the people of Public Television Stations, Ford Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Sears Roebuck Foundation, and Johnson & Johnson. This is PBS.